from the Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast so much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. Tonight, I sit as one who probably lived too much of today on fast forward, trying to get things done, but moving too fast, often living life at 65 miles an hour. Maybe that's what today's readings are about. When we move that fast, it's hard to see the Christ in one another. It's easier to get drawn up into disputes and what is owed to me, even by God. Fasting was always a sticking point in my youth. How much could you really eat during breakfast and lunch that didn't add up to one full meal at dinner? And how much snack is a meal, and how much is a snack? And age requirements. The rules didn't make much sense to me. But then fasting by measurements didn't make much sense now to me, and doesn't to Jesus either. John's disciples, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast so much, but your disciples do not fast?" And then we hear Isaiah, "They ask me to declare what is due them and please to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it." Trying to be on the fast track with God. Maybe it isn't how much we fast, but why and how that makes a difference. Often today we hear of the fasting of those people for Ramadan or of those seeking enlightenment. We don't hear much of it from Christian circles, and maybe we should. How can our fasting help us to find God, and why fast at all? The native peoples knew that fasting intentionally helped them to focus on what the Spirit would ask of them. Many saints fasted, recognizing their dependence on God and as a means of prayer. Others did it to be in solidarity with those in need. Mite boxes and rice bowls were often a small way to give something up to help others. There was something global about it, but mystical about it when I was a child, because I couldn't see, like we do today, the pictures of Haiti or Darfur. We didn't have candy until Easter, and then did it taste good? Fast? If we slow down, we can see into the eyes of another. We can hear the cries of children and the oppressed. I can know the needs of my family members. I can see their tears and their joys. Then I can truly fast, because I must respond to the needs I see. And so I can do as Isaiah has God saying, "This is the fasting I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own." In these days, when Christ's presence seems lost in the clouds of war, destruction, natural disaster, and greed, it is time for fasting. It makes possible the ability to see beyond myself. What will I see that brings tears or anger to my eyes? What can I do to slow down enough to notice? May our fast be deliberate, so that we might in turn find the Christ together.